McAdam reached down into the papers beside his chair and drew up a thick pack of documents.
This was fully signed and witnessed 11 months after the destruction of the planet Cyclo.
He threw down the stack, and it landed like a cannon shot. It was all embossed with seals and glaring with huge official red ribbons and scarlet and gold discs.
Imposing.
It was the Turl contract. It sold in full the entirety of Intergalactic Mining Company, all its equipment, assets, planets, and accounts. McAdam plopped another document on top of it.
Here is the attest by the last planet head of the company that this is a true and valid contract, and it adds his total conveyance of the company. It was signed just a few days ago.
Another paper was slapped down on top.
And here is the receipt. And it says, paid in full.
Drees and Lord Voraz stared, open-mouthed. They had never been that startled before in their whole eventful lives. Seconds went by. Then, as one, they seized upon the pile and began to go through it. They read it. They looked for holes in it. Finally, Lord Voraz said in awe,
"It's valid, all right. I even see that it was assigned by the legal government of this planet to the Earth Planetary Bank in payment for loans. Quite regular. Stand up in any court."
But Drees shook his head.
"To be legal and for it to be of any use to you in preventing the repossession, it would have to be recorded and put on file in the Hall of Legality on Snotch."
"Oh, but it is. It is,"
said the Baron sweetly. And he drew the file copy of the Hall of Legality form from his pocket and threw it down.
"Fully recorded just 3 days ago. In fact, it was the first thing I did when I got through the mobs."
Drees had gotten over his shock.
"It may give you planets and equipment. It might even give you collateral to borrow money on. However, the bank would take time to make the loan, and we wouldn't lend on top of an unpaid loan. The document simply proves that now you really owe the debt. I will have to demand instant cash."
"We'll come back to that. Lord Voraz, how much would you say the Galactic Bank was worth? You know, assets and liabilities as per your last balance sheet."
Voraz bristled.
"We are under no obligation to show our bank balance sheets, particularly in the middle of collecting a debt from a debtor."
"You do have a copy of one, as of 2 weeks ago."
Voraz almost choked.
"Have you been rifling my hamper?"
"Ah, God, no. No reason to. I was told you had one. In any event, here is a current copy from your accounts office."
He pulled the immense, closely tabulated machine copy from his pile of papers and tossed it on the table.
"Counting all buildings, real estate owned, and accounts actually collectible, and subtracting bills owed, taxes yet to be paid and all that, it seems to come to roughly 1 quadrillion credits."
"They had no right to give this out, but I admit it is correct. Roughly 1 quadrillion.
Providing we overlook the fact that you are about to go broke."
"The bank would liquidate for that,"
snapped Voraz.
"If you could get to the branches in other universes, which you can't."
The Baron waved a big hand airily.
But we are in a generous mood, aren't we, Andrew?"
He smiled at Johnny.
"Aren't we?